No, this would be a VHF, UHF mobile from Alinco. I can't remember what the model number was. I think the old one, I think this is the incorrect one, it's CR735, but that could be it. But it's both 2 meter, 220, and 440 with DMR. And I forgot what the price was, but it was in the price range. But then I saw the 5 watts, and I'm like, that kind of took the wind out of my sails a little bit for that. Okay, it's nothing really important as far as that goes for 220. Like I say, it's not that I'm going to be out active, 24/7 on it. It would just be nice to have the availability. And I haven't really heard very many people at all from the times I have been listening. Like I say, it's probably about in the past year I've been listening and probably heard maybe 2 or 3 people, really. So probably pretty lonely there. But, yeah, Jerry, I have been kind of also, like, window shopping, some other things. I'm also planning on going down to Dayton this year. I was thinking just the window shopping, like the Flex radio. I had to take a look at the different models for SDR for a transceiver, HF transceiver. So just toying with that idea. And I have not been over to the new facility for Dayton, so I'm going to see what it's like. Terra Arena in the years past, and yeah, it's kind of good that they're getting into a different site, I think, here. Something that's not falling down. Anthony, yeah, I was going to tell you about the antennas. Yeah, I had I think it's a Comet SBB7, it's a dual band 2 meter 440, which in the past has given me good results. And I was shopping around and I found that it's a Diamond SG7900. And it's pretty tall for a dual-band mobile antenna. And I used to live out towards Marine City, and I know that there were some dead spots as I was traveling, like along 26-mile road, with the 7900. So I was able to stay at the same geographic location and then switch over to my SBB7. And that relatively cheaper antenna worked much better. And I did have each of the antennas set up so that was pretty much resonant right in the area where I would want to transmit, so there wasn't any issue with that. So, yeah, the more expensive radio, one that was promising from its specifications better gain, did not work out that way in real life. So, Jerry, over to you. Keep it in rotation. W8RIG.